We can't prove it was them, Bill, said Mr. Weasley. Though it probably was, he added hopelessly. Yeah, I bet it was, said Ron suddenly. Dad, we met Draco Malfoy in the woods, and he as good as told us his dad was one of those nutters in masks, and we all know the Malfoys were right in with you know who. But what were Voldemort's supporters? Harry began. Everybody flinched. Like most of the wizarding world, the Weasleys always avoided saying Voldemort's name. Sorry, said Harry quickly. What were you-know-who's supporters up to, levitating muggles? I mean, what was the point? The point, said Mr. Weasley with a hollow laugh. Harry, that's their idea of fun. Half the muggle killings back when you-know-who was in power were done for fun. I suppose they had a few drinks tonight and couldn't resist reminding us all that lots of them are still at large. A nice little reunion for them, he finished disgustedly. But if they were the Death Eaters, why did they disapparate when they saw the dark mark? Said Ron. They'd have been pleased to see it, wouldn't they? Use your brains, Ron, said Bill. If they really were Death Eaters, they worked very hard to keep out of Azkaban when you-know-who lost power, and told all sorts of lies about him forcing them to kill and torture people. I bet they'd be even more frightened than the rest of us to see him come back. They denied they'd ever been involved with him when he lost his powers and went back to their daily lives. I don't reckon he'd be overpleased with them, do you? So whoever conjured the dark mark, said Hermione slowly, were they doing it to show support for the Death Eaters or to scare them away?
Your guess is as good as ours, Hermione, said Mr. Weasley. But I'll tell you this, it was only the Death Eaters who ever knew how to conjure it. I'd be very surprised if the person who did it hadn't been a Death Eater once, even if they're not now. Listen, it's very late, and if your mother hears what's happened, she'll be worried sick. We'll get a few more hours' sleep, and then try and get an early port key out of here.
Harry got back into his bunk with his head buzzing. He knew he ought to feel exhausted. It was nearly 3 in the morning, but he felt wide awake. Wide awake and worried. 3 days ago, it felt like much longer, but it had only been 3 days. He had awoken with his scar burning, and tonight, for the first time in 13 years, Lord Voldemort's mark had appeared in the sky. What did these things mean? He thought of the letter he had written to Sirius before leaving Privet Drive. Would Sirius have gotten it yet? When would he reply? Harry lay looking up at the canvas, but no flying fantasies came to him now to ease him to sleep, and it was a long time after Charlie's snores filled the tent that Harry finally dozed off.